Today's daf is Menaches daf Pei Dalet, and we are at the beginning of the new perek, the ninth perek in Masechtas Menaches on daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. More about Menaches. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Karbonos Hatzibur VaYochid, all Menaches, whether they're Menaches that the Tzibur brought or Menaches that the Yachid brought. But in Minha'aretz, u'michutz la'aretz, they can be brought from Tfuah that grew in Eretz Yisrael or from Tfuah that grew in Chutz La'aretz. Min HaChadosh, Min HaYasha. Additionally, they can be brought from the Tfuah HaChadosha or they can be brought from Tfuah of yesteryear. Chutz, there are two exceptions. Min HaOymer, the Karban Oymer that was brought on Tezayin Nisan, the Shtei HaLechem, and the Shtei HaLechem, which was also a Mincha that was brought on Shvuah. She'in Amban, Ela Min HaChadosh, u'min HaAretz. Number one, they had to be Chadosh, they couldn't be Yasha. Number two, they had to be brought Davka from Tfuah that was brought in Eretz Yisrael, not from Tfuah that was brought in Chutz La'aretz. V'chulan ein en bon element amufchar. Additionally, there is a halacha that likatchila all menachos should be brought from wheat and from barley that is mufchar. Ve'ezu mufchar shalahem. How do you know where to find the mufchar? How do you know where to find the aleph? Michnas v'zatoicha. So the Mishnah tells us, go to Michnas, go to Zatoicha. Those were two places in Eretz Yisrael. That's where you're going to find the likatchila. Alpha l'saylas. In fact, they are alpha. Rashi says, as in the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Alpha. L'soilis, that's number one when it comes to soilis. Shmielahem, what's the second best choice? Afoy Rayim, some have the Girsa Kfar Rayim, Bebika. Apparently there were these two cities called Afoy Rayim. One of them was in Abika. So if you go to the one that's in the Bika, that's where you're going to find the second best. So the best soilis came from Michnas and Zatoicha. The second best came from Afoy Rayim. Bottom line is, Kol Ho'arotzi So'yuk Sheirei Salim Ikano Yimavim. Even though the Mishnah is telling us where to go find the best, but that's only on the L'chadchila level. But B'di'evid, it's okay. It doesn't really matter where you bring it from. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was that all karbonos, meaning Menaches, whether it's the Minchas Tzibur or the Minchas Yachid. Number one, they could be brought from Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. Number two, they could be brought Min HaChadosh and Min HaYasha. There were two exceptions, the Korban Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, which were both Menaches, and they're exceptions as it relates to both Halachas. Number one, Einan Ban Ela Min HaChadosh. Number two, Einan Ban Ela Mitfuas Eretz Yisrael. Zok the Gemara, Mazizu Leki Aitano, the Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Omer Haba Min HaYashon, Kosher, Shtei HaLechem Abayis Min HaYashon, Kisheiros, Ela Shachizer mitzvah. So the Braisa says Mufurish that even though Likatchila there is a mitzvah to bring the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem from Chadosh, however, Bidieved, Omer Haba Min HaYashon, or Shtei HaLechem Habois Min HaYashon, Ksheirois are going to be kosher. From the Mishnah, it's Mashma, that it's Ma'akev, you have to bring it from Chadosh. From the Braisa, it's mashma that it's only a mitzvah, but b'di'evit, if you bring it yashar, it's going to be okay. How do you know that? What's the makar? The pasuk says, takriv es minchas bikurecha, and we learn from there, v'afilu min ha'aliyah, even if it's from the yashar. Shtei halechem, how do you know that shtei halechem, it's okay b'di'evit if you bring it from the yashar? Tichsiv mi moishvoy seichem taviu, and from those words we learn, number one, v'loi min chutzlaris, that it has to be from Eretz Yisrael, but number two, we learn mi moishvoy seichem v'afilu min ha'aliyah, that it could even be from the Yashan. Frank the Gemara, Afikte. How could you learn two things from the same words? Mimoish Veisechem. Mimoish Veisechem teaches me that it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. And Moish Veisechem teaches me that it could be B'di'evit from the Yashan. Amakra. No, we're not learning both halachas from the word Mimoish Veisechem, but rather we presented two words. Mimoish Veisechem. Taviu. From Mimoish Veisechem, we learn that it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. It can't come from Chutz La'aretz. From the word Taviu, we learn Vafilu Menahaliyah. Frek the Gemara. But I have another brisa somewhere else that seems to darshan something else from the word Taviu. There's a halacha that says that it doesn't matter where you bring the Shtei Halechem from, the halacha in terms of how much soilis and how exactly you're supposed to prepare it is always going to be the same. And that's learned out from the word taviyo. So again, I use the word taviyo for something else. How could I use taviyo to teach me that you could bring even min hayoshan and kein leimakra tavi, my taviyo, shema mina tarti. But the bottom line is that from the word taviyo that it says by the carbon oimer, we learn that the korban omer can be brought afilu mino aliyah, meaning even though there's a halacha lekatchila for it to be chadash, but b'di'evet if you bring yashan, it's going to be okay. And from the word taviu that it says regarding the shtei halechem, we learn the same exact thing. Freik the gemara v'haksiv reishis, but doesn't it say reishis? And the truth is, this idea that lekatchila the korban omer and the shtei halechem is supposed to be brought from the tefuah chadasha is something that seems to permeate the parshiyos that talk about the korban omer and the shtei halechem. The Torah talks about the korban omer. The pasuk says the Havesem es Oimer Reishis Kitzirchem El Hakoy. A few psukim later, when the Torah talks about the Shtei Halechem, and Mimachas Hashavas Hashvias Tisbru Chamishim Yoim Vikrafte Mincha Chadosha Lashem Reishis Chadosha. We'll see soon. The Torah uses words like Bikurim when it's referring to these Menachos. So you see, there's an idea of it being Minachadosh. Chadosh means Reishis Chadosha Bikurim. The Teretz is, says the Gemara, the mitzvah. These Tanoim hold that even though the Torah does say it, it only means it's a mitzvah. But Aksiv Reik the Gemara Chadasha. Now, didn't we just say it's a mitzvah? What the Gemara means to say is that by the Shtei Alechem, it says it multiple times. I mean that it says it multiple times. We know the halach is Shina Hakasav Lakis. I had it said it only once. So you can tell me it's only the mitzvah. But being that it says it more than once, doesn't mean it's Ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, Haimi Boyle Lechid Tanya Rab Nasim Rabbi Kiva Amr Shtei Alechem Abayis Menai Yashan Kshiris. Umani Mekayim Chadasha. Really, be the Evid, if you bring the Shtei Alechem from Yashan, it's going to be okay. But doesn't it say Chadasha more than once, which means Shina Hakasav Lakiv? No, doesn't mean Shina Hakasav Lakiv. The only time it means Shina Kasav La'akiv is if it's extra. I don't have anything to darshan from that pasuk. But over here I do have a to darshan from this pasuk. Shetei Chadasha L'chol HaMinachos. I learned from here a different halacha. That Al Kopanim, you weren't allowed to bring a mincha from the Tfuah HaChadasha before you brought the Shtei Alecha. This is a halacha that we're familiar with already. It was a Mishnah earlier in the Masechta. But the bottom line is that even though it says Reishis, it says Bikurim, it says Chadasha, according to the aforementioned Tanoim, the halacha is that it's only lemitzvah. It's not going to be ma'akid. I doesn't it say it many times, and many times means shina kasav liyakid. So the Gemara addresses that. There's other halachas that we learn from those psukim. The bottom line is the Mishnah said all karbanos, meaning all menachos sibur yachid, could be brought min hachadosh or min hayash. Chutz min ha'omer v'shtei alechem, that have to be brought from Chadash, meaning if you would bring the Karban Omer or the Shtei Alechem from last year's Tfuah, it would be possible. It's Ma'akev. We had a Stam Braisa, and then later the Gemara brought Rav Nasan or Rabbi Akiva. So it's not just Haitana B'Lashon Yachid, but really what emerges, it's many Tanan, a Machlekes Tanan, B'di'evet, the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem. If you bring it not from Chadash, is it okay or is it not okay? Again, a Machlekes Tanan. Says the Gemara, Adkan Leipligi, Ela B'Chadash. The Mishnah had said two halachas, two things that are distinct about the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem versus other menachos. Number one, Chadash versus Yashan. Number two, they have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara said, Masisim, like I Tana, I found the Tana that holds that the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem could be brought even min HaYashan. But the Gemara did not say that that same Tana holds that the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem could be brought from Tfuas Chutz La'aretz. Meaning, Ad Kan Leipli Gelo B'Chadash, Ava Baretz Leip. Even those Tanam hold that you have to bring the Omer and the Shtei Alechem from Chutz La'aretz. Sakti Gemara, come on, who's that like the Loiki Aitana? In other words, there's a Tana that holds that the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem doesn't even have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. Tanya, we're going to the price of Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda Omer. Omer Bambi Chutz La'aretz. The Karban Omer can be brought from Chutz La'aretz. Now, why would you think otherwise? Because the Pasuk says, Dabri al Bnei Yisrael v'yamarto alem. These are all Psukim and Parshas Emor that talk about the Karban Omer. It says clearly, so doesn't it sound like it's a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz? Meaning that the only time you bring the Karban Omer is from Tfuas Eretz Yisrael? No, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, what it means is Shleimus Chaimu V'Aimer Koim Shnuch Zulartz. Until the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, when they were in the Midbar for 40 years, they didn't bring a Karban Omer. But once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, B'mei Yeshua Benun, now they're Chayiv to bring the Karban Omer, and they could even bring the Karban Omer from Tfuas Chutz La'aretz. It's not being Magdir the Tfuah, it's just being Magdir the Zman of when the Chayiv to bring the Karban Omer began. And Rabbi Yehuda continued, and he said, because of our chadosh be chutz laretz deiraisi. That chadosh and chutz laretz is deiraisi. The chsiv, because the truth is, there's another pasuk over there that would seem to suggest that the carbon omer has to be brought from tefuas eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says also parshas emor. I'm reading the pasuk in its entirety. V'lechem v'koli v'charma v'soichu ad etzem ayim hazeh. Ada viyachem es carbon alikechem. Chukas oylam l'doiroi seichem. B'chol moishvoy seichem. Now, Moshvoy Seichem sounds a little bit like Eretz Yisrael, but he says no. That really, Chadosh is Asur in Chutz Laretz. If Chadosh is Asur in Chutz Laretz, then when the Torah says that there's an Isur Chadosh b'mi Moshvoy Seichem, what does Moshvoy Seichem mean? It means even Chutz Laretz. If that's the case, then when the Torah uses the word Moshvoy Seichem in that same context as it relates to the Karban Omer, it doesn't mean Tfuas Eretz Yisrael. It can mean Tfuas Chutz Laretz as well. So when it says Kisavayu, it just means Zman Biyo. When the Torah says that the Karban Omer should come from Tfuas, that's a Moshvoy Seichem, it means even Chutz Laretz. The bottom line is, even though the Mishnah says that the Karban had to come dafka from Eretz Yisrael, it's the loyki aitana. It's not like the Tana Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, who said that Omer could be ba even michutz laretz. Now it's interesting. What was the basis to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda's halacha? So really, he had to say two things. Number one, he was forced to say that when it says kisavoyu ala aretz, it doesn't mean that you have to use the tefua of Eretz Yisrael to bring the carbon Omer. It means that the zman achiyah first started when the yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. But kisavoyu ala aretz, he could bring the carbon Omer even from tefua that was in chutz laretz. That's number one. Number two, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda seemed to say that his shita is predicated on the fact that chadash is aser midday raisa in chutz laretz. Thus, the word mimoyt shveisechem doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael dafka; it means even chutz laretz. Some achrayim say, the Pnei Yeshua, others say that chura, what should emerge from this sugya is that according to the Tan of our Mishnah that holds that the Karban Omer had to be brought dafka from Tfuas Eretz Yisrael, that when it says Mimoy Shveiseichem, it means dafka Tfuas Eretz Yisrael. So to come out, this is back of the envelope arithmetic, that Chadosh should not be Asim Midei Raisa in Chutz Laretz. So some wanted to argue that even though from the Stoma, the Shas, and the Poiskim, it's a little bit mashma, that Chadosh is Asim Midei Raisa in Chutz Laretz, and really the Makilim, when it comes to Chadosh, are relaying on the Bach, right? It's the Shita Sabach, Kiyodua, that was Melitz Yosher, and really is the basis for the Makilim when it comes to this Chadosh. But says the Pnei Yeshua, I think I found the Stam Mishnah. Because the Gemara said the Stam Mishnah holds that Chadosh, that the Karban Omer had to be brought, Mimoy Shveisechem, which means Tfuas Eretz Yisrael. It's the Loiki Aitana. There's a Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. And what's the basis of Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda? Because he holds Chadosh is Aser, Midday Reis, and Chutz Laretz. Thus, Mimoy Shveisechem means even Tfuas Chutz Laretz. But the Stam of the Kula Talmud is not that way. The Pashtus definitely is as relates to the Karban Omer that had to be brought from Tfuas Eretz Yisrael, which means Mimoy Shveisechem means Tfuas Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean Tfuas Chutz Laretz. If that's the case, Chadosh is not Aser, Midday Reis, and Chutz Laretz. Either way, this Sugya is another important Maror Makom as it relates to the Isser Chadosh. Regardless, so we had a Stam Mishnah that said that all Menachas could be brought either from Tfuas Eretz Yisrael, or Tfuas Chutz Laretz, Mina Chadosh, Mina Yasha. There's two exceptions. The Karban Omer, the Shtei Alechem, they had to be both from Eretz Yisrael. They also had to be both from the Chadosh. Each part of the Mishnah is the Loiki Haitana. There are Tanoim, not just Tanoim that hold that the Karban Omer, the Shtei Alechem, could be brought Min Hayasham. And there's a Tana, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem could be brought from Tfuas Chutz Laretz. Tanam Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah, Shoymei Svichim, Beshvias, Neutlan, Scharam, Yechubas Halishka. So again, the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem had to be brought from the Tfuah HaChadasha. And this posed the problem every seventh year. Because every seventh year is Shemitah, and there is no Tfuah HaChadasha. Nothing grows. You don't plant, nothing grows, right? So what did they do? So there was an Eitzah, because we know that even if you don't plant, things can sometimes grow on their own, spontaneously, known as Svichim. So the Gizbar would appoint people. They were Shomrei Svichei Shvias, not as in Shomrei Shvias, but they were Shomrei Svichei Shvias. They would literally sit in the field, they would look out for Svichim, and when they saw something grow, they would quickly take it, they would bring it to the Makom HaMikdash so that there would be Chadosh to bring the Karban Omer and the Shtei Alechem even on a Shemitah year. Now they had to be paid, right? No one's doing anything for free. So who paid them? The Gizbar, the Beis HaMikdash, paid them, and they used the money of that was collected, the Machzis HaShekel, the money they had from the Trumas HaLishka. And the basis to use the Trumas HaLishka was, the Trumas HaLishka was used for Karbanei Sibur, but also for ancillaries, things that supported the Karban Sibur. The Shtei HaLechem and the Karban Omer were both Karbanei Sibur, thus paying the Shomrei Shviya so that there will be Chadosh to be able to bring these Karbanis is definitely something that you're allowed to use the Trumas HaLishka for. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lei Rami Bar Chama Rav Chizda. So Rabbi Bar Chama asked Rav Chizda a question. He says, I don't understand. Tana, the Mishnah we just mentioned, Shem Yisvichei Shviyas, Noitlin Schar Mitzvah HaLishka, Vreminu, says, how in the world are you allowed to, on a Shemitah year, bring an Oimer and a Shtei Alechem from the Tfuah HaKadosha, thus you needed the Shem Yisvichei Shviyas? Isn't there a halacha when it comes to Shemitah, La'achla, V'loi, Lisreifa? So we know that Peirei Shviyas have specific usages. So not only is there a halacha with regards to not working on Shviyas, just like you're not allowed to work on Shabbos, you're not allowed to work on Shviyas, but there are also halachas about Peiris that grow on Shemitah. And one of the halachas is, La'achla, you're only allowed to eat it. Now, everyone knows the halacha, La'achla, V'loi, Lisreifa. That comes out many places in Shas. But there's also a halacha of La'achla, V'loi, Lisreifa. What's the kasha? If you're going to bring a carbon, you're going to have to burn the kaimitz on the mizbeach. Thus is the chsreifa. Isn't there a halacha of la'achla v'loy l'sreifa? So some achreinim ask that isn't sreifa, isn't akhtara always referred to as achilas mizbeach? So mean that it's always referred to as achilas mizbeach in heyachel teyachel, b'shtei achilas akasa medaber. So maybe it should be included in la'achla. So you see from the Gemara's kasha that the Gemara held that you can't take akhtara and turn it into achila on that level, that it should be inclusive in the word la'achla. But that was Rami Bar Chama's kasha that he asked Rav Chizda, that how are you allowed to bring a carbon from Shemitah? What about asay doich alois asay? So lachla is really not alois asay. Lachla is an asay. So you're getting involved in asay doich asay. Could an asay be doich an asay? Of course it could. As a matter of fact, not only can asay be doich asay, but it goes with different guidelines. So for example, Tosfos says in Perek Tov Mishchat that even though ordinarily there's alacha be'idna when it comes to asay doich alois asay, but asay could be doich asay even if it's not be'idna. Ordinarily, the rule of asay doich asay is you just weigh them, which is a more chamer asay. Like you'll find an asay the rabbim could be doich and asay the Yachid, the Rosh, in Mesachtes Brachas, how Rabbi Eliezer was able to meshacher his Eved for a minion. Because one's an Asay the Rabbim, the other one was an Asay the Yachid. Tefillah B'Tzibur is an Asay the Rabbim. But isn't it an Asay the Rabbanon? Tefillah B'Tzibur is not the Raisa, it's only the Rabbanon. That's what the Rosh famously says. It was Parsha Zohar. And it could be Parsha Zohar's day, right? So that's the Rosh. The Eikam Ekoim Elaharach. But either way, so that's what that was Rami Rachama's question. He says, how in the world are you allowed to take Chadosh on Shemitah and go and bring it as a carbon? Bringing it as a carbon involves Haktara Sakoim. It's Haktara Isreifa. The Zalachi is not allowed to do anything with tfuas shvias other than eat it. Lach levelay l'sreifa. Amalei rachmana amalach. L'day roi seichem v'at amrit tibata. He says, what do you want us to do? You want us to not bring the carbon? It says l'day roi seichem. You have to bring it every single year. There's no other eitzah. Amalei, he told him, no, there is an eitzah. Umiko amina anot tibata. La'isa midishtakit. Why can you bring yesteryear's tfuah? Now, Rabbi Bar Chama seemed to be of the opinion that it's only the mitzvah that you have to bring from Chadosh. But b'di'evit, you can bring Yashon. Says, kasha was that according to Rav Nosson and Rabbi Akiva and the Haitana that our Mishnah is like, that was mentioned right in the beginning of today's daf, that it's okay for the Eved to bring from the Yashan. So this question is, why are we getting involved in Shomrei Shviyas? You're getting involved in the Achla, for like the Sreifa. Just use Yashan. If there was ever a time to use Yashan, this is the time to use Yashan. Amakra. So Rav Chizda told him he can't, because Carmel, Takriv, Be'ina, and we learn from there, Be'ina Carmel, Aleka, has to be Carmel. Carmel means that the Tfuah has to be moist, it has to be rach, and it's not going to be rach if you use the Yashan. At that point, it's going to be hard already. V'laisim Carmel d'shtakit. So he said, Bechura, the Tanai of Carmel just means that at the time of the Ktsira, it had to be Carmel. So why don't you take Tfuah? That was Carmel Mishas Ktsira. Now, who cares? I don't care about now. As long as it was Carmel at the time, shouldn't that be enough? Amar Kras, Rav Chizda told him, no, Carmel takru b'ino, Carmel b'shas hakrov v'laka. It would have to have been Carmel b'shas hakrov. I mean that it's not Carmel b'shas hakrov. It's for that reason it's not going to be okay. Itmar, Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Carmel takru. Rabbi Yechanan said that you have to bring Chadosh Dafka for the carbon oimer. And the reason is for the same what Rav Chizda told Rami Rachal, because it says in the Torah Carmel, and it has to be Carmel at the time of Akrova. And if you're going to use the Tfuah HaYeshana, not Chadosh, it's not going to be Carmel B'Shas Akrova. Rabbi Lazar says Reishis Ktsircha V'Leif Tzai Ktsircha. The Makar that you have to use Chadosh and not Yashan for the carbon oimer is not Carmel, but rather it's Reishis. In other words, In other words, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar what the makar is that the korban oimer had to be brought from the tfuah hachadasha. The Gemara previously had addressed what the makar is according to the Manama that holds that it doesn't have to be chadash, that b'di'evit it could be yashan. How do you know that? Takriv, taviyu. So we had psukim for that. Now we have a machlekes amayra and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar what the makar is that the korban oimer has to, that it is me'akiv, that it should be brought from the tfuah hachadasha. Rabbi Yochanan said it's Carmel, which was what Rav Chisda told Rami Bar Chama, which is why he told him, even in a Shemitah year, you have no choice but to bring from the Chadash. Because at the end of the day, it has to be Carmel B'Shas HaKrova, and if it's Yashan, it's not going to be Carmel B'Shas HaKrova. Rabbi Elazar, why are you getting involved in Carmel? It says, Tak Rashis, Bikurim, Chadasha. It says all these words that suggest that it has to be from the Chadash. It says the Gemara, Moisev Rabbah, Rabbah asked the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, Ve'im Takriv Minchas Bikurim. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'im Takriv Minchas Bikurim. This is a Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, and the Pasuk is referring to the Shtei Halechet, the Minchas HaOymer Akasa Medaber. I'm sorry, the Minchas HaOymer. Minchas HaOymer, Mehechan Hiba. What was it made of? Min ha-sa'ir. Had to be brought from Sa'ir. There were two menachis that were brought from Sa'ir. One was a carbon tzibur, one was a carbon yachid. The carbon tzibur was the mincha sa'ir. The carbon yachid was the mincha kenois. Atam min ha-sa'ir. Oh yeah, in the elemen ha-chit. Maybe it's brought from chit. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah sa'ir. Rebbe Leza says, Nemar aviv b'mitzrayim, v'nemar aviv l'dayris. Ma aviv ha-amar b'mitzrayim sa'ir. Av aviv ha-amar l'dayris, enoi ba elemen ha-sa'ir. So what's this pasuk that says aviv by Mitzrayim? So it's an interesting pasuk. It's talking about one of the makos. Makos borot. Vahapishta vahasa'ira nukasa ki asa'ira aviv vahapishta givah. So the pasuk over there is talking about how the tefillah was ruined. It was damaged during makos borot. It says the word aviv and it says sa'ira. It says aviv by the minchas oimer as well. Thus it must mean oimer. Rabbi Kiva says no. The makar that the minchas Oimer had to be brought misayir from somewhere else. You find a carbon yachid, a minchas yachid, could sometimes come chitin, sometimes come sa'irim. Chitin, most menachas are chitin. Sa'irim, the minchas kanois that the site used to bring. V'av tzibur, so it says it makes sense that on the tzibur level it should be the same thing. Maybe chavasa menachitin, or maybe chavasa menasayir. Imma tami menachitin, loy matzino tzibur, maybe chavasa menasayir. If you're going to tell me that even the minchas sa'irim is ba chitin, you're not going to have any mincha that's ba sa'irim. So by process of elimination, Rabbi Akiva said it must be that the minchas sa'irim was brought sa'irim. Dovarach, or a third makar. How you know that minchas sa'irim was brought sa'irim? Imma tami oimer ba menachitin. If you're going to tell me that the oimer came from chitin, ein shtei halechem bikur. It's going to come out that the Shtei Alechem is not going to be Bikurim. Because the Shtei Alechem has to be the first carbon that was brought Chitin. And if you're going to tell me that the carbon Oimer was also brought Chitin, so the Shtei Alechem is not the first carbon that was brought Chitin. The carbon Oimer was the first carbon that was brought Chitin. So it's the Gemara. How do you satisfy the fact that the Shtei Alechem has to be Bikurim and the fact that a month earlier, 50 days earlier, you're bringing a carbon oimer? Must be the carbon oimer was brought sa'irim. So this is bikurim on the chitin level, and this is going to be the first on the sa'irim level. But what do you see from here? We need one part of this braisa, the last line. Alma mishum bikurimu. You see from here that the makar, that the shtei halechem had to be brought from chadash, was from the word bikurim. If that's the case, it makes sense that the makar, that the carbon oimer had to be brought chadash, is also from the fact that it says reishis and it says bikurim, which was what Rabbi Elazar had said. Rabbi Elazar, what's the makar that the carbon oimer has to be brought chadash? Because it says reishis. Rabbi Yechanan says it's from the word carmel. Says the Gemara, meisavei. I'll ask you a kasha from a mefurish abraisa. Now, it's not a mefurish abraisa, because the braisa is talking about the shtei alechem. The braisa is not talking about the carbon oimer. But the braisa says, masiach lefi tumoy, as it's trying to find a makar, and the carbon oimer was brought sa'irim. That the shtei halechem had to be reishis because it says bikurim. So if bikurim is the makar, that the shtei halechem has to be chadash, it makes sense that that word or a synonym of that word would be the makar, that the carbon oimer has to be reishis as well. Says the Gemara, tiyuftot. Nan hasam. We learned in the Mishnah, ein mevi'im bikurim chutz mi'yeshivas aminim. You're not allowed to bring bikurim unless it's from one of the Shivas Aminim. So the Bikurim was only brought from the Shivas Aminim. Additionally, Veloy mi Tamarim Shebaharim, even though Tamarim is one of the Shivas Aminim, so which one of the Shivas Aminim is the Tamarim? Eretz Chita Soira Gefen Teina Verimain, Eretz Hashem and Udvash. Doesn't say Tamarim. So if you look at the top line in Rashi, Afa Pishahim mi Shivas Aminim, the Dvash Hainu Dvash Tamarim. Dvash is not ordinary honey, it's honey that comes from Tamarim. So Tamarim is considered one of the Shevet Haminim because Dvash, which is one of the Shevet Haminim, is Dvash Tamarim. So even though Bikurim was brought from the Shevet Haminim, but not all Shevet Haminim. In other words, no Dvash Tamarim, not Tamarim Shebahar, but let me perish about Makim, or perish Tfua that grew in the deep valleys. Omar Ulo Ulo said, in Hevi, what happens if somebody brings Bikurim from one of the Shevet Haminim, but it's Tamarim Shebahar, or it's perish about Makim? Now, Loch is Loi Kidesh, it doesn't have Kedushas Bikurim. In other words, this halacha is going to be mak. That's the rabbi of Kabbalah, the Hashmaitis. Rabbi was saying over what Ulu said. Eisve, Rabbi Achabar Abba, the rabbi. So Rabbi Achabar Abba asked the Kasha to Rabbi about what Ulu had said. The Pasuk says, Korbin Reishis. And we learn from there, Shetehe Reishis, Le Kol HaMenachas. And this Pasuk is referring to the Shtei Halacha. So it's confusing. A lot of the psukim that say Reishis are referring to the Korbin Omer. Others are referring to the Shtei Halacha. You have to have cup, which is which. But this pasuk, carbon rachis, is referring to the shtei halechem. And we learn from there, it's rachis in the sense that it's rachis l'chol ha-menachas. You were not allowed to bring a mincha from the tfuah ha-chadasha before you brought the shtei halechem. The carbon omer was matir chadash, and the shtei halechem was matir chadash. The carbon omer was matir chadash begvulin, so you weren't allowed to eat from the tfuah ha-chadash until you brought the carbon omer. The shtei halechem was matir chadash in the mikdash. You weren't allowed to bring a carbon, a mincha, from the tfuah ha-chadasha until the shtei halechem was brought. B'chein u'aymer, the pasuk says, "Bakrivchem mincha chadasha l'Hashem b'shvuy seich." Says the Gemara, "Eli yelo chadasha shal chitin." I would think that this is only true for chadasha shal chitin. Chadasha shal sa'ir. I mean, maybe being that the shtei halechem was brought from chitin, so maybe the halacha is you can't bring a mincha that's chitin before you bring the shtei halechem. But what if I want to bring a mincha shal sa'ir? So, for example, a minchas kanois, which was basa'ir. Is there a halacha that you can't bring a minchas kanois from chadash? You bring a minchas kanois from yashan. But is there a halacha that you can't bring a minchas kanois from chadash before you bring the shtei alechem? Tamud loymer, yeah. It says chadasha, it says it twice. It may not even be chadasha shachitin. I don't need the Torah to tell me twice that you can't bring the shtei alechem before a mincha that's chadash of chitin. How do you know that you weren't even allowed to bring bikurim before you brought the shtei alechem? Interesting halacha. Even though at first glance, one's a carbon, one is a matana that you're giving to the kayin, bikurim doesn't really involve carbon. So how do you know that you're not even allowed to bring bikurim until you bring the shtei alechem? Talmud Lamed is another pasuk, and this pasuk is in Shemois Lamed Dalet. V'chag Shavuos Tasalecha Bikurei Ktzir Chitin. And the Gemara darshins as follows: Chag Shavuos Tasalecha is referring to the avoid of Shavuos, amongst which was a carbon, the shtei halechem. So first, chag shavuos tasalecha, you bring the shtei halechem, and afterwards, bikurei ktzir chitin. Afterwards is a mitzvah bikurim. Eli yelo bikurei ktzir chitin. Okay, so I have a makar that you couldn't bring bikurim from chitin before you brought the shtei halechem. How do I know that? Because that's what the pasuk says. Chag shavuos tasalecha bikurei ktzir chitin. And it makes sense, because again, the shtei halechem was chitin. So maybe there's a halacha that before you bring bikurim from chitin, bring the shtei halechem. Shtei Alechem was matter chitin on the Mizbeach. It was also matter bringing bikurim from chitin. How do you know that you're not allowed to bring bikurim even of sa'irim? Sa'ir is also one of the Shivas Aminim. Before you bring the Shtei Alechem, Talmud Loimar, it says another pasuk. This is not Shmois Chav Lamedale, this is Shmois Chav Gimel. It says, V'chag HaKotzer bikurei masecha asher tizra basada. V'chag HaKotzer again is referring to Shvois. So first, V'chag HaKotzer, and afterwards, bikurei masecha asher tizra basada. And this is L'rabois, even Sa'ir. V'ein li'yalo shetizra. The pasuk says, "Ashatizra, olume le minayim." How do you know that if you have bikurim from something that grew on its own, I'm not even allowed to bring that? So I have halacha that you can't bring bikurim, chitim, sa'irim before you bring the shtei alechem. But the pasuk says, "Ashatizra." What if there was no zayreya? There was no chayresh? You didn't have to do any of the lametes malachis. It grew by itself. How do you know even then there's halacha you can't bring it as bikurim before you bring the shtei alechem? Tamalayim basada, veiliyela basada. Okay, maybe only if it grows in a field. Minayim the rabbis she bigag if it grew on your roof. Vishab churva, vishab atzis in a flower pot, vishab esfino on a boat. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, "Bikurei kol asher ba'artzam," and from the words "Bikurei kol asher ba'artzam," we learn everything. Now, where's that pasuk? That's already another pasuk. That's in Bamidbar, Berek Yud Ches, in Parshas Korach. "Bikurei kol asher ba'artzam, asher yaviu l'Hashem l'cho yia kol tor beveischa yoichlenu." Kol asher ba'artzam, we're lumping all bikurim together in that pasuk. And just like we lump it together in that pasuk, all the psukim that we brought earlier, right? Because that pasuk doesn't say anything about bringing the shtei alechem first. It just says bikure kolasher ba'artzam ashiyaviu lashem. That's a pasuk that's talking about bikurim. But being that pasuk that's talking about bikurim seems to put all bikurim together. Kolasher ba'artzam. It doesn't matter where it grows, even if it's not in a sada. So too, we learn from there that the other psukim that mention bikurim mean all bikurim. Those psukim do say first you have to bring the shtei alechem before you bring bikurim. Thus, I know that the shtei halachim came before bikurim. It doesn't matter if it was bikurim shel chitim. It doesn't matter if it's bikurim shel soir. It doesn't matter if you planted it. It doesn't matter if it grew by itself. It doesn't matter if it grew in a field or if it grew on a boat. The halacha is bikurim kol hashav ha'artzam. First, you have to bring the shtei halachim. But we're not finished. How do you know that you weren't allowed to bring the sachim from chadash, from wine that was chadash? It's usually you want aged wine. But how do you know that you're not allowed to bring the sachim from new wine before you bring the shtei halechem? Additionally, anything that we mentioned before was bikurim that grew in the field. How about bikurim that are fruit that grow on a tree? Maybe that's not included. It's not included at Shatizra Basad at all. Nemar Khan, it says in Shmois Chav Gimel Bikurim Asecha. Venemar Lahalon, it says Ba'aspecha Es Masecha Min Hasadah. Now that pasuk is actually the same pasuk. It says V'chag HaKotzer, talking about Shavuos, Bikurim Asecha Shatizra Basadah. And then it says V'chag HaAsef. V'chag HaAsef is Sukkis. B'tzeis HaShana Ba'aspecha Es Masecha Min Hasadah. Now when it refers to Chag HaAsef, Shavuos, as the Sukkis, as the Yontif, where you go and you gather everything in from your field. It's everything. Even Peiros Eilon you grow, you gather. So Malah Halon over there means Nesachim, because you're gathering grapes and wine. U Peiros Eilon, Avka Nesachim, U Peiros Eilon. What do we want from all this? Ketani Mio, one thing. Amongst the many drashas that we learned out from all these different psukim and words, was that halach is that you can't bring Bikurim before you brought the Shtei Alechem. But not only Bikurim of Chitin, even Sa'irim. And even if they grew spontaneously, and even if they grew in a gag, a churva, an atzis, or a svina. It sounds like you can bring bikurim from any of those places. It's a kasha on Ula. Because Ula said that the criteria for bringing bikurim is not enough that's from the Shivas Aminim. Ula said that if somebody would bring Shivas Aminim from Tamarim Shebaharim or Peiroi Shebeamakim, it wouldn't be Chal Kedushas Bikurim. Freit Rav Acha bar Rabba to Rabba. He says, how could Ula say that? This Brisa talks clearly about Bikurim that's coming from a Gag and a Churva and an Otzitz and a Svina. In a vein, Ketani Miyah, Shebe Gag, Shebe Churva, Shebe Otzitz, Shebe Svina. You're going to tell me these places are better than Tamarim Shebe Harim and Peter Shebe Amokim? So if it's true that for Shivas Aminim it has to be from the choicest place, then how are we even having this conversation? Says the Gemara, he told him back, Seifa Asim Lebenachas. I don't know why that's a kasha. When the Braisa went and said, how do you know that you can't bring Shebe Gag, Shebe Churba, Shebe Otzis, Veshebe Sfina? He wasn't talking about Bikurim. You can't bring Bikurim from those places. Even B'diyevet, it's going to be like Yiddish. He was going back to Menachas. This Braisa discussed that you can't bring a Mincha before you bring the Shtei Alechem. You can't bring Bikurim before you bring the Shtei Alechem. You can't bring the Sachem before you bring the Shtei Alechem. Those four types of things are not describing the Bikurim that you can't bring before the Shtei Alechem, because there's no such Bikurim from places like that. Can't bring Bikurim from a Churva. Can't even bring from Tamarim Shabaharim. But what it's referring to is the Menachas. You can bring a Mincha from there, but Maskel for Rab Ada Barahavo, Ihachi, Oibazoi. What was the Makar? The Gemara said, how do you know that you can't bring those four things before you bring the Shtei Alechem? Because it says, Bikure Kol Hashem Ba'artzam. Now, what does the Pasuk say afterwards? Asher Yaviu Lashem L'chayia. And then it says, Kol Tar Beveischa Yoichlenu. Sounds like anybody's allowed to eat it. What's the kasha? If it's describing menachis, if that pasuk is not describing bikurim, it's describing menachis, lezichrei kuno, the mezachlon, is that true? Kol tar beveischa yoichlenu. Kol tar beveischa, it sounds like as long as he's tar, you can give it to anybody in your house. Not true. It's kachi gedashim. Kachi gedashim is only necha lezichrei kuno. So it's not true that kol tar beveischa yoichlenu. Elamai tzivim bikurim. Bikurim could be eaten by as long as he's a tar. Mesharshia trei kroy ksivi. It says lechayia uksiv kol tar beveischa yoichlenu. Hak. Now, it's not really two psukim. It's the beginning and the end of a pasuk. That pasuk again. That's the first part of the pasuk. Now, l'chayiyah sounds like only the kohen's allowed to eat it. Only zichrei kuna. Sounds like anyone in his family is allowed to eat it. The first part of the pasuk is describing the mincha, The second part of the pasuk is describing the bikurim. The bottom line is that the kol tar beveischa yoichaloi se part of the pasuk is bikurim, but we're not darshing that part of the pasuk. We're darshing the first part of the pasuk. Bikurei kol hashem ba'artzam asheyaviu l'hashem l'chayyeh. That's the part of the pasuk that's described. That's marba shebegag v'shebechurba v'shebeasim v'shebesvina. That part of the pasuk doesn't say kol tar beveischa yoichaloi se. That part of the pasuk says l'chayyeh. So to the contrary, it means menaches. The point is that there's no halacha that you can bring bikurim from those four places. Even the Tamarim Shebaharim and the Perish Shebamokim, like Ula said, you can't bring Bikurim from. The Braisa was talking about the Menachas. It says in the Pasuk, that's Marba, these four things, called Tarbe Vesel Yoich, that's the second part of the Pasuk. There's two parts of the Pasuk. There's the Reish of the Pasuk, the Seif of the Pasuk. The Reish of the Pasuk is talking about Bikurim, the Seif of the Pasuk is talking about Menachas. Usually when you're talking about a Reish and a Seif, you describe it, like a Mishnah or a Braisa. Here you have a Reish and a Seif in a Pasuk. Like Kasha, this is the Reisha, this is the Seif. Rav Ashi said, Kulu b'Menachas. Really, the whole pasuk is talking about Menachas. How could the whole pasuk be talking about Menachas? Kol tar b'veischa yoichaloi se. The Seif, the Kro, asan l'lach mitoido. There is a mincha that could be eaten by everybody. There's a mincha that was kachem kalam. The lach mitoido was a mincha, and it was eaten by plukta. Says the Gemara, really, it's a machlekes tanaim, a machlekes amiran. Which halacha? Ula's halacha. Whether or not, when we say you could bring the Shivas Aminim from Eretz Yisrael, does it mean anywhere in Eretz Yisrael? Or does it have to be from one of the choicest places? Ula's halacha was that you can't bring it from the Tamarim Shebaharim and the Perish Shebamakim, even b'diavad and heavy like Kiddush. Rav Acha bar Abba was a maskin. He held that this braisa was a right, not that way. You could bring it from a gag, a churba, an atzitz, and a svina. Says the Gemara, it's machlekes Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechonon and Amar, imhevi loy kiddush. If you bring it from one of those places, but the evidence doesn't have kiddush, Rish Lakish, Amar, imhevi kiddush, nasa kekachash bekachash. It's no different than if you take an animal that's a shvach animal. Okay, it's not like katchila, but b'diavad it'd be okay. Bishlami Rish Lakish gadam time. I understand Rish Lakish is makar. Why b'diavad it's okay? What's his makar? It's no different than a cheap animal. It's b'di'evit, it's fine. Elo Rabbi Yechon, right time. How does Rabbi Yechon know that Bikurim had to be dafka from one of the better places? I'm Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yechon, Chazoy b'chaloy. Rabbi Lazar says, last night, I had a dream, and I saw Rabbi Yechonon. And I know it's a good omen. Mil Samal Yisomi, the one I'm about to say is true. Amar Kra, he's coming to explain Rabbi Yechonon. He said, the pasuk says, V'lokachta me'reishas kol priyo adoma, asher tovi me'artzecha. Describing the mitzvah bikurim. So again, V'lokachta me'reishas kol priyo adoma, asher tovi me'artzecha. Now, could have said, V'lokachta reishas kol priyo adoma, asher tovi artzecha. Me'reishas and me'artzecha. Two drushas coming up. Me'reishas v'lokol reishas. Not all peiros, only the shivas aminim. May artzacha, but like kol artzacha, can't bring it from anywhere you want. Only from certain places, as opposed to, for example, tamarim shebaharim and peiros shebamakim. Reish lakish hay artzacha may avali. What does he do with the word may artzacha? Mibaylei lechadatanya. The lil bar Rebbe oim nemerkan. It says eretz v'nemer lahalon by the shivas aminim eretz malahalon shvach eretz avkan shvach eretz. It says that you're supposed to take from the Reishis Pri Adam, which Peres, I have no idea. But it says, Eretz, Mei Artzecha, and it says, by the Shivas Aminim, Eretz, Chitu, Soyer, Gefen, Tein, Rimoin, Eretz, Zayi, Shemen, Udvash. So I know which Peres it means. It means the Shivas Aminim. So I don't use Mei Artzecha to tell me not from every part of Eretz. Really, you could bring from every part. Just like you bring any animal, you could bring from any part in Eretz. What Mei Artzecha teaches me, it means the Shivas Aminim. The Idach, what does Rabbi Yechon do? How does he know Shivas Aminim? Eretz, Mei, it says Eretz, and it says Mei Eretz. Eretz teaches me the Gzeir Shav. It's May Eretz that teaches me this halacha. The Idach, Reish Lakish, Eretz, May Eretz, Le Mashmalei. He was not masking to the drasha of Eretz, May Eretz, exhale. So, before we end a rather challenging week of Daf Yoimi, so we mentioned we left some raid on the table, so I think it's kedai maybe to speak a little big picture of the Karban Taida, specifically, but really more generally, the Karban Shlomo. So really the topic of the daf this week was the Karban Taida. We learned Perek HaToida. And the Karban Taida, like the Rambam says, was one of four types of Karbonos Shlomo. So just something interesting as related to the Karban Shlomo. We know the Gemara says throughout Masechta Zvachim and Menachos that the Karban Chatos and the Karban Asham were unique in that they were both Baal Chet. The Karban Chatos was Mechaper, the Karban Asham was Mechaper. The Chatos was Mechaper on Chai V'Krisis B'Shoigeg. The Asham was Mechaper for different things, Hashem Me'ilois, Hashem Gzeilois, Hashem Shivcha Charufa. discussed in greater detail in Masechtas Krisos, coming up soon. But the Karban Chatas and the Karban Asha had something in common, that they're both Balachak, effectively, as a sheet is in many places in Masechtas Vachim, that there are similarities in Halacha between the Chatas and the Asha. So for example, all karbonis that are brought shalay l'shma are kosher v'loy olu l'baylon shem chayva chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. Because machatas is baal chet, asham is also baal chet. So those were the two karbonis that were unique, that they were both baal chet. Stating that, we know that the carbon oila, which is not a chatas and not an asham, it's not what Chazal referred to as a carbon that was baal chet, was also machaper. Chazal say, Rashi brings in a Chumash right in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Rashi brings in a Masechtas Vachim Daf Vav Amud Beis that the carbon oil was mechaper on Chayve Yaseh, and it was also mechaper on Lois Aseh Shenitik Laseh. So if somebody was mevatel an Aseh, or if somebody was over a lav Shenitik Laseh where there's no Malkus, the halacha is that the carbon oil was mechaper. We've explained many times that even though the oil's essence wasn't Balech Hapara, but at the same time, when somebody brought a carbon oila, he became merutza lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result, he got kapar. So the chatas and the asham were balachaper, but the oila, although it wasn't balachaper, it was a mechaper. So it's wrong to say that the oila was a mechaper. The Rambam brings in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, b'shem the mechilta de Rashbi, that the oila was mechaper on hirhurei avera. The pasuk says ha oila al ruchachem, that the carbon oila was mechaper for a ruach of avera. If someone had a machshava to do an avera, the oila was mechaper. So the chatas and the asham were mechaper, the oila was mechaper as well. What about the carbon shlamim? Was the carbon shlamim mechaper, or was the carbon shlamim not mechaper? So first glance, you would say, Chura, it wasn't mechaper. Hamoitzim mechaveri all of a right. We're going to have to prove that it was mechaper. It's not chatas, it's not asham. Oila, chazal, and megalatas is mechaper on asay, lois asay, shenitig lasay, and hirhure avera. But a shlamim, it's not a chatas, it's not an asham. We don't have this gilui from chazal. So at first glance, you would say that if somebody bought a carbon shlamim, he didn't get any kapara. It wasn't balachaper, and he didn't even get a kapara. The truth is, Rashi says in Chumash, in Parshas Vayikra, Perigim, Apostle Aleph, soon as the Torah introduces the carbon shlamim, zevach shlamim karbonoi, zokte eliger Rashi, why was the carbon shlamim called shlamim? It's miloshin shalom, shematilim shalom ba'olam. It brings peace onto the world. So if somebody brought a carbon shlamim, it was maybe shalom ba'olam. Talmid chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. The carbon shlamim was marbim shalom ba'olam. The makar to Rashi is a Torah's kainim. Okay, so we see that it was brought shalom, but shalom and kapara are not necessarily the same thing. So at first glance, you would say that the carbon shlamim wasn't a mechaper. Stating that, there's a Rashi in the Sechtes Erichin, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. The context over there is the halacha of Chayve Chatois Vashomis. The Mishnah says, Eim Memashkin Enoisam. Chayve Oilois Ushlamim Memashkin Enoisam. So if somebody is obligated to bring a carbon, Kebezdin forced the person to bring. Someone's obligated to bring a carbon, doesn't want to bring it. So Kebezdin force him, or can he not force him? So all familiar with the halacha. Koifin Oisai, Ache Yoimer, Roitzani. Stating that, the Mishnah says it's not true for all karbanos. Chayve oilois v'shlamim memashkin enoisam. Chayve chatois v'ashamois e memashkin enoisam. What's the reason? Says Rashi. Being that someone that's chayve chatois and anosham needs kapara for an avera that he did, and the reason he's going to bring the chatois and the asham is the kapara, we don't feel a need to force him. Because we feel that he's going to bring it anyways. Similar to a svara that we spoke at a few weeks ago regarding the carbon oimer. We said there's a Teres Kainim that says that Bezdin didn't force Klai Yisrael to bring the carbon oimer. Why not? The reason is because you don't have to force people to do it. Because the carbon oimer was matted at Tfuah Chadasha. I mean that it's going to be matted at Tfuah Chadasha, it's going to be brought anyways. So there's a feeling that why do you have to force the person to bring the chat? He'll bring it. Let him, he'll get around to it. And he sounds like he's not Likatchilo. So being that this person anyways will come around to it, Eba mashkin enoisa. Oilus and shlamim is not balach hapara. So mean that it's not balach hapara. The halach is mashkin enoisa. Zok the hilgar Rashi. Listen to l'shoyne yazov shal Rashi. Oilus v'shlamim mashkin enoisa. Af al gaf the shlamim mechaperes al asay. Even though shlamim is mechaper an asay, oil v'lav choyve hi olel. Being that you're not obligated to bring it like chashav la kapara va'asi l'shehuye hilkoch mashkin enoisa. Ad kan divrei Rashi erich and daf chafaf. You take a look at the Shita Mekubetz says, the Shita Mekubetz says, I think there's something wrong with the Gersa in Rashi. There's a Talmud Toya. Take out the word shlamim and insert the word oila. Not afal gaf the shlamim mechaperes ha'aseh. It's afal gaf the oila mechaperes ha'aseh. Because says the Shita Mekubetz says, shlamim is mechaper an aseh. Where do you find anywhere that's, we know that oila is mechaper an aseh. And Rashi's being mefarish
a Mishnah that's saying a halacha about oil and shlamim. So Rashi wasn't bothered with shlamim. Rashi was bothered with oil. And this is Rashi l'shitasa in Chumash, in the beginning of Vayikra. And this is Rashi l'shitasa in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, where Rashi says that the oil was mechaper. It was mechaper on Aseh and Lav Shanitik Laseh. So this is the same Rashi over here in Eruch and Daf Chavalev. And even though we have the Girs to Shlomim, says the Shita Mikubetzes, the word Shlomim is not the right word. Take out Shlomim and insert Oila. Stating that, there's a Medrash Tanchuma at the very end of Parashas Tetzaveh. The context over there is the Ketores. And the Medrash is talking about how chaviv Ketores is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an excerpt. Mikol HaKarbonish Atem Makrivim, Ein Chaviv like the Ketores. All the karbonis that you bring to me, there's no carbon that's chaviv to me like the Ketores. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Shekol karbonis kulon litzarchem shal Yisrael. Every single carbon, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, is brought for some tzarech that Klal Yisrael has. Ketzad, hachatos hayis ba al achet. V'ha'asham, okay. Ha'oila ba al hirur halev. This is the mechilta that the Rambam brings in the Parashas Vayikra, although this is a Tanchuma. Hashlomim einon ban elo l'chapar. Shlomim is also ba'al l'chapar. Shein ban al mitzvah saseh. They come to be mechapar al mitzvah saseh. Aval haktoires einoi ba'al loy al chet, v'loy al avoin, v'loy al ha'ashem. Elo al hasimcha. Havi shemem v'ktoires yisamach halev, and chaviva haktoires of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, etc., etc., etc. Bottom line, the Tanchuma is talking about how chaviv the ktoires is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the karbanas you bring, very nice, but you're bringing it for yourself, because at the end of the day, you're getting kapara when you bring it. And the Tanchuma goes on and lists the chatas and the ashram that we know. It lists the oila, which we also know, and then it throws in the shlamim. Hashlamim einan ban elo l'chapara shehein bayin al mitzvah saseh. So this Girsin Rashi Eruch and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that the Shita Mekubetzes was Meichik and said Shlomim is Mechaper on that to Mefurish at Tanchuma. Tanchuma says Mefurish that Shlomim is Mechaper on Aseh. Half of a fella. Truth is, I found a beautiful Maramachim, the Netziv, in a Sefer Meroime Saga. It's in Mesech Tzvachim, Daf Chaf Tes on the base. And there's a Gemara over there that would seem to suggest that the carbon Shlomim is not Mechaper. The context is the sugis and pigle. We're not going to go into that now. But Toich Dvarov, the Netziv says that he was Meirich b'makom acher. I don't know where this makom acher is. But he says that he was Meirich b'makom acher, and someplace else he brought rayas that Shlomim is Mechaper al-Aseh. He brings this Medrash Tanchuma, and he says that what cut, not ordinary Aseh, meaning Oil is Mechaper al-Aseh, Shlomim is Mechaper al-Aseh. So how exactly does this work? How do you reconcile this? He says we're not talking about ordinary Aseh. We're talking about the Aseh of Gemilos Chasadim. So it's probably kedai to see the arichos of the Netziv. But he says it's mechaper on chesed. So if somebody is negligent on a chesed level, he doesn't do chesed when he was supposed to do chesed. Oy, Shlomim is going to be mechaper on the asay of Gemilos Chasadim. I was thinking it could be that's the reason that the Shlomim is maybe Shalom Ba'olam. Why is it maybe Shalom Ba'olam? Based on a yesoid, that's Yodua. And that is, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really conducts himself with us. Isarusa de le'ela comes from Isarusa de le'zata. So, for example, Chazal said, "Kol Mavra'al Midoisav, Moichlin Lo'yal Kol Avinoisav." If you're Mavra'al Midoisav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mavra'al Midoisav. So, if you're willing to look away at what people do to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look away at what you do to him. The way you act, there's a mita keneged mita. That's ma'ira, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. You do the Chafetz Chaim said that Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And really, it's very, very schwer, because the Gemara says Bayis Rishon was avoid Dizar Gila Raish Vichazam. Bayis Sheni, you would think was one big base medrash, but there was sin as chinam, and as a result, the base of medrash was destroyed. But we know that's factually incorrect. By Yesheni, there was Avodah Zarah, there was Gilui Arayas, and there was Shvichas Damim. Read Josephus. It's clear what with the Tzedukim and the Baisusim. This was all by Yesheni. So what do you mean that it was destroyed because of sin as chinam? And the Chafetz Chaim said that what it means to say is that had there been a havas chinam during by Yesheni, had there not been sin as chinam, had the Yidden gotten along amongst each other, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have looked away. Because if we're b'shalayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act with us in that way as well. It's because we had sin as chinam that the base of Mikdash was destroyed, you're right, because of real averus chamurus that were going on during by Yesheni. But seemingly there was an emphasis in by Yesheni that we could have somehow avoided what happened had we gotten along. Had Klal Yisrael been ke'ish echad b'lev echad, had it been Klal Yisrael been a matzav of achdus, that somehow would have prevented everything that happened. But the point is that when we act nicely amongst each other, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us. But when we're not doing things properly, meaning if we're negligent in Gemilos Chasadim, when this sin is chino, what happens? This Churban Beis HaMikdash, Churban comes la'olam. When we have Gemilos Chasadim amongst us, then Shalom comes la'olam. The Karban Shlomim says the Netziv was mechaper on the Averus of Gemilos Chasadim. That means if somebody brought a Karban Shlomim, what happens? Some of the Averus, the sin of Chinam, is starting to go away. It's peeling away. That's what the Karban Shlomim did. It was mechaper on the Chet of Gemilos Chasadim. So you have this Averus of Gemilos Chasadim that's hovering over Klal Yisrael. It's being mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. The Karban Shlomim removes that. Thus, the Karban Shlomim, like Rashi says in Chumash, is Mevi Shalom Ba'olam. It's Marbe Shalom Ba'olam. Because what's preventing Shalom from being La'olam, from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu level? It's the fact that we're not B'Shalom. But if we have Kapara on our Averos of Shalom, if somehow our Averos, Gmilas Chasam, gets Kapara, everything. But the bottom line is that's in its head. So it's a Rashi in Eruch and Daf Chaf Aleph. There's a Medrash Tanchuma with a Netziv and Meroy Meisod, the three beautiful Maror Mekoymes, that would seem to suggest that even though you don't find anywhere Mefurish in Chazal that the Karban Shlomim was a Mechaper, the Chattas and the Asham we know, even the Oila was Mechaper. What about the Shlomim? We have some Maror Mekoymes. And that's Kamuvin. This Girsa of the Shita Bekubetzes is really totally in raid. There is a Medrash Tanchuma. It's not so poshut, the Haggah of the Shita Bekubetzes, because it could be Rashi was referring to this Medrash Tanchuma. There is an idea that a Karban Shlomim is Mechaper, and I say maybe specifically the Asay of Gemilas Chasadim. The Netziv says, I'm going to bring a Raya to you, to my Chiddush. Meaning, this Medrash Tanchuma, I'll bring you a Raya from a Rama. I'm a Furish Rambam. The Rambam's in the end of Perek Gimel Hilchas Maaseh Karbanos. It's Halacha Tezvah. The context over there, the Rambam's discussing Vidui. So when somebody brought a carbon, he had to be Misvada. There was an idea of Vidui when you bring a carbon. And the Rambam describes exactly how Vidui went down. Ketzan Misvada, Oymer Chatasi Yovisi Pashati, V'asisi Kach V'kach, V'chazarti B'tshuva L'fanecha, V'zuka Parasi. Says the Rambam, V'yirali, I think, last line in the Rambam, Perikim Hukhus Maitar Kobanas. The year Ali, I have a hunch, I think, She Enoi Mizvada Ala Shlomo. That when you bring a carbon Shlomo, you don't say Vidoi. Aval Oimer Divrei Shvach. You should say Divrei Shevach. But Vidoi, no. You don't say Vidoi when you bring a carbon Shlomo. Zokti Kesef Mishnah, Ikala Meida. I don't understand. Kivan She Ena Shlomo Bom Alchet. Being that the carbon Shlomo wasn't a Mechapra, Pshita. It's Poshit that you shouldn't say Vidoi. Mayizvada. The Rambam's Lashon is V'yir Ali, I think. But Frekta, it's not the Kesemishas, it's the Radvaz. Then, what's the V'yir Ali? What's the other side? The Shlomim's not Bon Kapara. So if it's not coming to be Mechaper, what's Zogdin Itziv? L'chayre, this Medrash Tanchuma, and my Shtekel Torah that I was Meirich Makamacha, we don't know what that is, where he says that the Karban Shlomim was Mechaper and Asay, which Asay, that said, Gvilas Chasadim, those are the Teretz, the Radvaz, the Skash, and the Rambam. You want to know why the Rambam said, V'yir Ali, She'enu Misvada on Shlomim? It's because really the Shlomim was Mechaper. Thus, you would think, just like you were Misvada on the Chatus V'Hashem, and you were Misvada on the Oila, maybe you should be Misvada on the Shlomim. So the Rambam, V'yir Ali, She'enu Misvada on Shlomim. Then you know, it's fart going to be a little bit different. And the Netziv explains why it would be different in light of his theory that the Shlomo was Mechaber on Gemilas Chasadim, Ayin Shlomo, Meroy Misod, Zvachim, Nafchav, Tesam, Adbeis. But the bottom line is, says the Netziv, that this Shtikl Torah is Miyashev, a Rashi in Eruch and Nafchav Aleph, Amin Aleph, it's also Miyashev, a Rambam. A Rambam in Hilchas Maaseh HaKorbanos in the end of Perek Gimel. Now the Rambam says, V'yir Ali She'enu Misvada Al HaShlomo, Aval Oymer Divrei Shvach. But you should say Divrei Shvach. The Rambam doesn't explain. What exactly is this Divrei Shvach? We're all familiar with Mizmor L'Saida. Say it every morning in davening. Mizmor L'Saida, Riel Hashem Kol Aretz, Ivdos Hashem B'Simcha, Bayu L'Fanar B'Nanu. Five psukim of Mizmor L'Saida. And Mizmor L'Saida correlates to the Karban Taida. How do you know that? Because you don't say Mizmor L'Saida on Pesach. You don't even say it on Erev Pesach. You don't say it Erev Yom Kippur. You don't say it on Shabbos. You don't say it on Yontif. You don't say Mizmor L'Saida any day that you couldn't bring the Karban Taida. Because Mizmor L'Saida is somehow connected to the Karban Taida. And for that reason, you can't say Mizmor L'Saida on a day that you couldn't bring the Karban Taida. Rashi, in his Pirush on Tehillim, Mizmor L'Saida is Kapitel Kuf. It's Kapitel 100 in Tehillim. And Rashi, Kapitel Kuf, says, Mizmor L'Saida... The Soyd is Milosh and Haida. You're giving Shvach Haida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Oimrei al Zivchei Toida. And this Rashi was Marish Olamos. Rashi says, without having a real Makar, that Mizmor L'Soyda was said when a Karban Toida was brought. So Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, and you'd brought a Karban Toida, he would bring his Karban Toida, and he would sing Mizmor L'Soyda. He would say, Hariyu L'Hashem Kol Haaretz, Ivdu Hashem B'Simcha, Bayu L'Fanu B'Nana. It was recited at the same time that the carbon taida was brought. And it's not clear, where did Rashi get this from? What's the makar to this? The Chayi Adam, and this is in Hilchas Purim, from all places, but the Chayi Adam brings this Rashi. Mizbul Asayda. Pirish Rashi, la'omrei al carbon taida. V'tzarachin. Two words. V'tzarachin. Where's this coming from? Says the Chayi Adam, that the truth is, I believe, in Nirali, the Kabbonis Rashi, Apimash Kosovar Ram. So if Hilchas Maiser Kabbonis, Bishas Micha Mizvad al Chatos, Avon Chatos, Vechulu Vechudu, Avon Al Toida Vishlomim, right? Toida is a type of Shlomim, Nirali Shaina Mizvad. He didn't. What did you do, says the Rambam? Ela Omer Divrei Shvach. What was the Divrei Shvach? Yesh Loima. This was the Divrei Shvach. Zeu Kavanas Rashi. Shevish HaSmicha Omer Al Toida. Mizvul HaSoida. When you bring a carbon shlomo, the Rambam says, V'yir Ali, there was no Vidoi. But there was an idea to say Divrei Shvach. So every time you bring a shlomo, the Rambam's not just talking about Toida, talking about all shlomos. So any time you brought a carbon shlomo, you had to say Divrei Shvach. What's the Divrei Shvach, I should say? So I guess it depends. But if it's a carbon Toida, then we know what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say Mizma L'Soida Hariu L'Hashem Kol Aretz. I'll tell you something interesting. In the Mekrois Gedolos Tehillims, so there's a Moisef Rashi, and they bring here from Siddur Rashi. So Siddur Rashi Simin Tof Yud Zayin. Rashi says the same thing, that Mizma L'Soida was said B'Zman Shemes HaMikdash HaYikayim any time that a carbon Toida was brought. And he says the Tefillah is Keneged the carbon, and he says that's why there's four psukim. Now really it's five psukim. But Mizma L'Soida Riel Hashem Kol Aretz is like the introduction. We're about to say a shira on the carbon taida, and then you have four psukim. Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha b'ayil fana b'nana is one. Duki Hashem hu alikimu asana v'lei anachnu amir b'tei marisai. Whoever didn't say psukim, the zimra, that's two. B'ayil shara b'sayda chatzreis to the sila haidu lor baruch shumay is three. Ki toiv Hashem lo'ilam chazdoi v'adoi v'adoi amunasai is four. Why four? Zok Rashi, because there were four lachni taida. There were four minim of taidas that were brought. Thus, it's four. To be mechuvin keneged the four lachme toida, and we will stop here.